This week we are joined by two of my friends that I've spoken to before on this show, and I'm very excited to learn a little bit more. We have David Greenman, the Executive Director of Advancement, and Katie Hall, the Associate Director of Advancement Events at CDS Life Transitions. Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm so glad we're back and having this conversation. It's been a minute. It's been almost, you know, a year now since we last spoke about some of the fun events that you guys do over there. And for anyone who's missed our last conversation that we had together, can we just dive right into it? What is CDS Life Transitions, and what do you guys do, and what do you stand for?
Right. Well, CDS Life Transitions, we've been around, believe it or not, since 1977. We're a group of local parents and families. They came together, and they really had a common vision to create a better living opportunities for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities, IDDs. And they really built on the foundation of compassion and quality care. And that's really when and how CDS Life Transition was born. We take an innovative approach to championing our diverse community of organizations, whether we're helping veterans, seniors, individuals in our day program, programs with IDDs. You know, we take a compassionate, holistic approach, you know, just to support all the people that we serve with throughout our organizations.
Yeah, and that's great. Katie?
We have several organizations. A lot of people do know us as CDS Monarch.
Okay.
And our parent company is CDS Life Transitions, which encompasses CDS Monarch, Unistell Industries, which is a spice company right in Rochester on Blossom Road, Warrior Salute Veteran Services, iCircle Services of the Finger Lakes. We have a pharmacy, CDS Rx. We have a housing program, CDS Housing, and Prime Corps Coordination. And then the CDS Wolf Foundation works to support all of the affiliates that don't receive permanent funding.
That's correct. That's correct.
So you guys have a lot of things going on over at CDS.
We do.
A lot of different branches, a lot of different organizations and opportunities for people to take full advantage of everything it is that you offer. So you said CDS Life Transitions has been around for quite some time now. And I just want a little bit more background of how this really all got started. And you said it was a group of parents, if I'm not mistaken, David. So go into that just a little bit deeper.
Sure. Well, it's my understanding, and personally, I have some experience with this too. It was a group of families in the late 70s that were really looking for opportunities for their family members and/or children that, at the time, the diagnosis with people with developmental disabilities, intellectual and developmental disabilities, wasn't really common. Mm-hmm. So there weren't really a lot of services either on the local, state, or federal level. And what they were very, ahead of their time, actually, envisioning, they wanted to come up with an organization that fit the needs of, living opportunities for their loved one, workforce development, getting the right medical care and diagnoses and clinical support. And these were all things that really did not exist in the late 70s. So, this group of families from the Rochester and Webster area, they came together because they had firsthand experience with the challenges trying to get these services for their loved ones. And over time, almost 50 years, we'll be celebrating our 50th year in 2027. And, they really took an approach to put in place all these, which nowadays we would consider like fundamental systems that have been put in place for people that have these diagnoses. Mm-hmm. So they were really ahead of their time. And over time, we've grown into such a large organization. We're one of the larger non-for-profit agencies in the entire metropolitan Rochester area. There's over 1,200 employees who work throughout all of our units. So, it's really based on, like I said before, it was built on the foundation of compassionate and quality care that at the time in the late 70s really didn't exist.
Sure.
So they basically created it as they went along.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's great because it's obviously blossomed into something much bigger than they could have ever dreamed of or imagined, you know, in the late 70s when they just came up with the idea as a whole. I think one of the biggest things that I want to touch on today, with October being National Disability Employment Awareness Month, there are so many opportunities now for people who have intellectual or developmental disabilities, for them to go work and be in the workforce and serve just such a crucial member of today's society and have like an actual purpose. And I think that's so huge. And I want to dive into that just a little bit more and why it is so important in today's society.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that's when you look at how CDS came to be, that was really like immediate step two, which is why Unistel Industries was developed. That came shortly after CDS Monarch. So now, current day, as CDS Life Transitions, we're really working to reaffirm the commitment to creating an inclusive workplace for people with all abilities. It's National Disability Employment Awareness Month, which we not only celebrate in our office space, but with the individuals that we serve. Unistel Industries offers workforce development for many of our individuals. We also provide pre-vocational programming through CDS Monarch. We have 4-day programs in the area, and that really helps our individuals develop skills to prepare them for future employment. We partner with a lot of people in the community to ensure that our individuals are getting out there, learning how to work with money. Actually, at our office site, we just reopened our cafe, Flutters. It closed due to COVID for a couple of years, but that employs our individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. So they're learning to work even in a business that we know is huge, the restaurant business. They're mm-hmm. serving, working with money, cooking, all of that. So we try to offer that, and then we try to put out what we're doing into the world via social media, via interviews like this, so people are aware of how they can be helping and how they can be more inclusive with what they're offering.
Yeah, absolutely. It's huge because, you know, you wouldn't have thought about this 50 plus years ago. You know what I mean? We have just come such a long way in making sure that everybody has a place in the society where they can work and feel fulfilled, no matter what their intellectual or physical disabilities may be. I think it's amazing.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, when you think back to those families, and I mean, it's all of the families that we've served for so many years. Mm-hmm. Like David said, it'll be 50 years. So we're still working with people who truly care about their families, children, and want them to be able to be in the world and have the same opportunities, and to be able to offer that is huge.
Yeah, it's absolutely huge. And not only are you offering up all of these things for people who maybe wouldn't have a place to go otherwise or wouldn't know where to start or look for it, but you also have a lot of events coming up that just encompass and make sure that everybody is aware of a CDS Life Transitions, and I'm really looking forward to the gala coming up here. So let's get into that.
Yeah, absolutely. So our first annual gala is being hosted on Friday, November 15th, 2024. We have done an event on a smaller scale that's similar, but now we're doing the gala, and it's for the CDS Wolf Foundation, which, as I mentioned at the beginning, really does support everything that we have to offer at CDS Life Transitions. So this year, the theme of the gala is CDS Through the Ages, and we're going to focus on the significant impact that we have had on the community and the people that we've served over the years. We're really looking to tell our story, tell our history. Everything that we've just been talking about mm-hmm. is going to be brought to light. And then we're going to look towards the future because it's really bright and really important. And we're going to tell that story of where we see ourselves going and what people can expect as we continue this journey.
Yeah. And I'm so excited for you guys that this is your first annual time doing this.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Go ahead, David.
We're really looking forward to it. You know, this year, as Katie said, It's Friday, November 15th at 6 p.m. It's going to be at Arbor Midtown in downtown Rochester, a beautiful, relatively new venue in Rochester. There's free valet parking, so people don't have to worry about that. And, you know, as always, you can find out more about the gala and any of our programs by visiting our website at www.cdslifetransitions.org. And if you want to learn more about our various units, the services we offer our individuals, or even the gala itself, you can just click on the tab there and it will bring you right to it. We're really trying to get the message of what we do here at CDS Life Transitions out to the public more. Like, we're a large organization, and, you know, we're just trying to get more people to understand what we do right here in our own backyard, that these services do exist here locally.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's huge, because some people don't know, you know what I mean? Unless they hear something like this or they hear it through somebody else. There are so many amazing organizations right in our backyard here in Rochester, CDF Life Transitions being one of them, one of the best, right? And you wouldn't know, because you don't know until you know. And I think it's so important that you guys are using your voice and spreading awareness and making sure that people know, so they can utilize your services.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the most important things is inviting new people in. We have a lot of wonderful supporters, of people who have supported us for years, and they help tell our story as well. So we really hope to have it be a culmination of people that want to learn about us, people that have supported us for a long time, our individuals, and some of our veterans from our veteran program will be in attendance. And the goal with that is that they can speak to people who are attending, eat dinner with them, and really get to know each other and just see what a community we have.
Yeah. It's awesome. And one more time for people, in case they missed where they can buy tickets, where the info is, just hit that one more time for them for this.
Absolutely.
For this gala.
So you can go right to our website. It's www.cdslifetransitions.org. And as soon as you get to the website, a pop-up will take you right to the gala website. We have tickets available, tables of eight, sponsorships still available. And there is an option if you're unable to make it. We do greatly appreciate if you're able to donate. You can donate right on that website.
Perfect. Well, thank you both so much. I really think the work that you're doing over at CDS Life Transitions is crucial to people that really need it. And not only the people that need it, but their families as well, because it puts their mind at ease. It kind of lessens their anxiety knowing they're in good hands and they're doing things that maybe one day they thought was never possible. You know what I mean? So I really appreciate all the hard work you're doing over there and just giving people who are voiceless a voice. I really think it's cool.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate that.
Thank you. And we really appreciate you having us on to be able to tell our story to people. The great community partners like you were able to tell the message and really, you know, spread the word out there that these services are available and that we are here in their own backyard.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I just, again, can't thank you enough, both David and Katie. Thank you for the time, thank you for the work, and good luck with all of your future endeavors at CDS Life Transitions.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.